Big voice, Hannah Khan. You heard her song, Let's Start Living, live here, very first radio play. That particular song you just played is I Simply Am. And you will be seeing much more of her, no doubt. Probably yes. Due at least partly to the efforts of Haley McGee, who runs music development consultancy.
Absolutely.
Around here.
Huge shout out to her connecting us for this show today. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. I should get her in here because she's a fine musician too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really
is. Amazing songwriter.
I am so happy you had an opportunity to stop by the studio and share your songs with us. I will, once again, Hannah Khan, HANAKAHN.com.
Yes.
And you can pick up all sorts of goodies stuff there and links to Facebook and the forthcoming Spotify releases and all that stuff. I will play us out because it's almost the end of Radio Zeke. This has been 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. I'm going to play us out with a top 40 song from probably 15 years ago. You might know Alison Goldfrapp. You know, anything by Goldfrapp? Does it ring a bell?
I don't.
Ooh.
I'm looking forward to hearing.
Okay, all right, this is different, but it's, here we go.
How can it be I can taste you now? How can I see when you're sand, and I've blown it on.
It is 1:04 on WMFO Medford. You are listening to Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. How are we doing today, DJ Rizzle King?
I am doing great. Excited for a good upcoming show. Hope you all enjoy. Well, should we just dive right into some music and then...
I think we should. I'm very excited for today.
All right, well, let's get it started with a little bit of the Beatles. Those of you who don't know the Beatles, that was the Beatles, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. So, Sam, how are we doing on this dreary Wednesday afternoon?
I'm a bit dreary.
It is
I'd
a tad
say.
Dreary.
I have a bone to pick with AccuWeather.com in that I often do not read the hourly report for the weather. I just look at the high. First thing in the morning, look at the high,
okay.
And then I dress based on that, and that has gotten me into a spot of trouble here and there,
such as
yesterday when it was pouring down rain.
Yes,
and I had there was not a rain check to be found anywhere near me. So today I made the conscious decision I was going to look at the hourly weather, and I did, and it said it's going to rain from 2 to 4, and I said I'm not going to be outside from 2 to 4, so I didn't bring a rain jacket, and I walked outside, and guess what?
It was raining.
So
it was lightly raining.
AccuWeather.com owes me $1.25 for the drying fee that I'm going to have to do on my jacket. It's not that wet.
It's not that wet.
But still, it's on principle that I am upset about it because I made the conscious decision. I tried. I put in the effort.
All right.
And I still got wet.
So I'm going to spring a conversation topic on you.
Okay.
A topic, frankly, I know you have less than grand enthusiasm for, but I think you'll be able to find something interesting to talk about. This weekend is the Masters.
Ooh. Golf.
Golf, indeed. However, the big story this week.
Tiger Woods. I saw him make a crazy, crazy put online.
Uh-huh. That was to tie for the lead with one hole left, and then he ended up losing and he got second place.
Now for our listeners out there, you should know that I know about as much golf knowledge. I have as much golf knowledge as I do weather checking knowledge, which is very little. But I do know Tiger Woods.
I'm curious.
I'm rooting for
him. Are you rooting for him?
And I know that he did something terrible like a while back that people like turn on him for, and I just don't know what it was he did.
He cheated on his wife multiple times.
Okay. I'm still going to root for him. It's a comeback story.
It's difficult, but
I'm still rooting for him, honestly.
I think it would be the greatest comeback story in sports history if he were to win the Masters.
Well, it's also that he was just so good.
So good.
He was so good. I know, but he was like elite. He was legendary eliteness.
No, he was. And, he was on his way to becoming undisputedly the greatest athlete to ever live, I think. In terms of sports,
he's an athlete.
In terms of sports dominance, I think so.
He's not the greatest athlete of all time. Greatest golfer of all time, sure.
Greatest competitor. We won't call him athlete.
I do think golf players are athletes. I just don't think he's the greatest athlete of all time.
He's not. Athlete was the wrong word. Bo Jackson, I think, is the greatest athlete of all time.
Competitor. I don't know enough. I don't know enough to tell you no. I honestly don't know enough.
Okay.
But I know he won a lot.
He won a
lot. Like, many times.
He's won...
What about Serena Williams?
Serena... I think... She... Well, I was about to say she's dominated the sport in totality for so long, and...
That it doesn't count anymore?
Yeah. But, in essence, that is, I guess, the whole point.
I guess. I don't know. She's dominant.
She's very good at tennis.
She's the Tiger Woods of, or rather, Tiger Woods is the Serena Williams of the golf world.
Who came first? I think Tiger came first.
He's got to be older.
He won his first major championship in 1997, which is just absurd.
I was negative 1 year old.
I was also negative 1 year old.
Well, what an age. That was one of my favorite ages, negative one.
Wow. You remember being negative one?
Do you not?
Well, I guess I'm the weird one here.
Yep, you're the odd one out.
Listeners, if you remember being negative one, give us a call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And for now, let's totally change up the music theme and let's hear the sweet tones of some Hans Zimmer.
Ooh.
Thank you. biggest wish.
Cool, I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway? Right up the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out night and day. Took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and all the other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel like Tam-Tam, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always, wait,
can
I'll meet you
halfway.
That was Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas. And before that was the main theme from The Dark Knight Rises, a Hans Zimmer classic, most recent Academy Award winner for Best Score for Dunkirk. Great movie if you haven't been out to see it yet.
I haven't seen Dunkirk.
You have not seen Dunkirk?
I have not seen Dunkirk. No,
I
haven't.
It's a great movie. Classic Christopher Nolan, messes with your head a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Because I feel like it's not a subject that is that is head messable.
Not makes you like question your whole existence, like Inception mm-hmm. and
like
Interstellar.
The other ones.
And Memento, if you've seen Memento. It's more, they do really interesting things with timelines and just the okay. way there's like one timeline. There's one story that takes place over a week.
Ooh.
And one that takes place over a day.
And they're the same length.
And then the one that takes place over an hour. And all three of them kind of intertwine. Really interesting way Really interesting way to lay out a film. It was shot in 78mm film, which is really interesting. Score is awesome. All the props, all the planes, they're all real.
Is it as real as Saving Private Ryan? Because that was...
It's different.
That was scary.
I would say you don't really get... Saving Private... The first 10 minutes or 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan...
Freaky.
Is genuinely traumatic. Which is a testament to how good of a film it is. Dunkirk is different in that I don't think... Like, Saving Private Ryan captured the scope of D-Day just so well. Dunkirk kind of focuses in more on mm-hmm. what it was like to be an actual person during it.
Okay.
So you don't really get the whole scale of it until the end, which is really interesting. But now, after that digression, mm-hmm. change of topic... 2 weekends from now is Patriots Day parade. I will explain why I said Patriots Day in a second. So we have a 3-day weekend, as do many around. Sam, do you have any fun plans?
Yeah, I will be traveling to the Midwest. I'll be going to Indianapolis, Indiana for my cousin's bar mitzvah.
Whoa, that's out of left field.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's the last bar mitzvah, pretty much. I can't think of anybody else who I know. It's going to be one of my lasts.
Are you going to cry?
I don't think so. I don't think I will cry. It's been a while since I've been to a bar mitzvah. I was in my prime in 7th grade.
Indeed.
I hit many a club. But yeah. So it should be fun. I travel there, leave Friday, come back Sunday. And then I have the Monday off to presumably catch up.
Presumably.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see. Hopefully. I hope I do.
If it's warm, you will not be catching up. You will be outside doing something.
Now, DJ Rose King, what are you going to do? Because I'd like an explanation for that semantic mishap.
So, that Sunday, the Tufts Amalgamates, Tufts' oldest mixed gender a cappella group, has a show. And we always try and make our show names something fun and a pun with mates, which is how we shorten our name. And one of the options that was thrown out was instead of Patriots Day Parade, was Matriots Day Parade. Or Matriots Day, that was nixed.
Don't spoil it.
I was about to say the actual show title will be a surprise for when everything gets
now.
Finalized.
What time is that show? What time? Say I theoretically and I'm a listener out there and I want to see the mates perform. How would I do that?
You would go to the Black Box Theater in the Adickman Arts Center.
Oh, wow.
And
is that the big one?
It's decently sized.
But it's not. Oh, sorry.
Not Cohen.
I did not realize it. Okay, I understand.
Cohen.
That was a mishap. I apparently do not know the layout of this institution after 7 months.
There will be many flyers and Facebook events and such, and we will be getting some more plugging for that next week.
Okay, that's good. And what time would they be able to see it?
7 p.m.
That is good to know. Okay, so two Sundays from now, 7 p.m.
All right, well, it is 1:24, and we're going to get a couple of things going before we have our weekly segment at 1:30. But before we get to that, I think a quick PSA.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
Other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the grave?
That was Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Thomas, what time is it right now?
Well, I'm going to stall for about 15 seconds just to talk about...
You ever consider that the alphabet has 26 letters in it?
Also, did you consider that there are you can only write 10 number characters, if you will. Only 0 through 9. Everything else is just made up of 0 through 9.
That's
and
true.
With that,
oh
it is exactly
my gosh, 1:30. It's 1:30, and what does that mean?
That means it's time for That About Sums It Up, the weekly segment where we tell you about a story about our week that mm-hmm. sums up how
exactly.
our week went. So, without further ado, I think I'll kick it off. Normally the person at the board asks
like
the other
it.
One.
I like it. Why don't you go first? Go first. I like it.
I had a lot of work last night.
Mm-hmm.
And was at a rehearsal until very, very late.
Okay.
And I hadn't eaten since... I'd eaten maybe a bowl of cereal and a piece of chicken all day.
That's not good at all.
It was not good. I just I hadn't had time to eat. So, me being a smart, responsible college student, I ordered a pizza, cinnamon sticks, a soda, and Parmesan bread bites.
Well, your mom would be so proud.
She would be so proud.
She also knows because you probably ordered it on her account.
No, I ordered it with my own money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because okay. if I'm going to be stupid and... Well, also... Yeah.
You didn't want her to see that you were ordering that.
The Domino's account is mine. It is not my mother's. The
okay.
Domino's account is mine.
You rule the Domino's account.
It is my email and my mom. If my mother happens to be ordering pizza... She uses my account, not
Ooh,
the other way around.
Wow.
Power
wow.
move.
Power move. It is my account.
I ate pizza at 1:30 in the morning in the common room last night while doing homework and went to bed at 3 a.m. And that about sums up my week.
Ouch. Oof. That one hurts. Oddly enough, though, if you remove the work part of that and you just ate pizza at 1 in the morning.
Great night.
Fantastic. That sounds like it totally changes the vibe of your week.
Just that one little piece of information.
I know. One compound word. Is homework really a compound word?
Yes. It is.
It doesn't have a dash, though.
Okay, I see that.
You know, it's an old compound word. You know, the dash has shrunk. Limit as the length of dash.
Can we get a grammar expert? If anybody knows a grammar expert, please call in.
Yeah, we'll be hosting an interview with a grammar expert next week on Anything and Everything. It will be one of us pretending to be someone else.
Oh, absolutely. And while we're on the subject of literally nothing, what summed up your week, Sam?
I've already touched on it today, and it is the following. I checked the weather, and it was wrong, and I got wet. Is that not infuriating?
For everyone else who can't see the ridiculous hand gestures Sam is making right now.
I'm waving them around. They're all over the place. You know what else is all over the place? AccuWeather.com. They're all over the place. They need to get together.
Wow. So if somebody could take down an open letter for Sam to the AccuWeather Corporation, that'd be much appreciated.
Exactly. I'm going to get a cease and desist letter in the mail the next couple days and be like, you have been slandering.
You've been slandering
AccuWeather on the air.
Because they care so much about WMFO Freeform Radio.
They do. They listen to it exclusively, I hear.
Exclusively.
Maybe that's where they get their weather, and that's why it's so wrong.
Because we look outside.
Because we don't have any. Yeah, our weather report is like, there's water. There's water.
There is precipitation at the moment.
Exactly. It's very specific. So I would say that about sums it up, is that I got misted on today.
That is just the most of a hardship.
I walked outside. I was like, am I at the amusement park? Is it really hot and I just got off a roller coaster? What's going on, Boston? It was frustrating. It's as you can see, I have a tough life.
Well, Sam, maybe you should run away from it all. And that leads us right into our next song.
Well, looky here. What do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf and she's clubbing. Cause at the end of the night, it is her I'll be holding. I love you so, hey, that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say. I love you so,
hey,
that's what you'll say. You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say.
another tree. I said to myself, we all lost touch. Your favorite fruit is chocolate covered cherry and seedless watermelon. Oh, nothing from the ground is good enough. Body rise. Made mirrors of the earth. The sun was just yellow energy. There is a living promised land, even over fields of sand. Seas just fill my mind and cover me.
That was Chariot by Gavin DeGraw, and Runaway Baby before that by Bruno Mars.
Yes, now speaking of that Runaway Baby song, first of all, very old song, apparently.
Very, very old song, but great album.
I heard it for the first time 2 days ago. So
for the first time?
For the first time, I never heard it before. Well, actually, it was
great
one of those songs. It was one of those things where
I am currently adding it to my Spotify library because I'm realizing it's not in there.
It was one of those things where it's like, I feel like I've heard the song before, but I definitely don't know it. But anyway, I have a question for you, DJ Rizzle King, which is...
Go for it.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
I was watching some of the music videos today.
Indeed.
He's just really, really good at dancing.
Yes.
He also happens to be a very, very good singer.
Yes.
Now, I've been asked this question before, and I'm going to need you to ignore some of your skills that you have. Okay, so... I can neither sing nor dance.
Okay.
You can sing. Your dancing ability, that's up to you. I'm not going to pass
Subpar,
judgment.
Subpar, we'll say.
So what I'll say is, assuming you can neither sing nor dance, would you rather be able to sing or dance?
That's very difficult.
Because I would assume that you would say I'd rather be able to dance because now you can have your singing ability and then you can dance as well.
I would say dance
mm-hmm.
because... You can have fun singing if you're terrible at singing. You can have markedly less fun dancing when you're mm-hmm. terrible at dancing. Now, that said, music holds a very special place to my heart, and I wouldn't want to be able to...
What if you had to give one up? You either had to keep your current singing ability or be terrible at singing but amazing at dancing.
I keep singing. Music is too much a part of who I am, I think.
Okay. As someone who would be giving up very little to nothing if they were forced to lose one of those two things, I, hands down, would choose dancing.
I think...
If I could dance like Bruno Mars, oh, man. I was watching the music videos. I was like, what? I can't move. My body doesn't move like that. What?
Yeah. No, it's... The only kind of dancing I can do is... Either I'm just bopping around, not really dancing.
Yeah,
just
a little
kind
of slide,
like
slide.
Shifting my weight.
Shift, the hitch dance.
The hitch dance, like hands out in front. Or I can do Broadway dancing, because I have learned how to do that over lots of years. And I'm not amazing at it, but I can get through choreography.
You can learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just like to have that air about me that Bruno Mars has, where he
just
dances.
Like the way you
It's just like
move.
The way he like moves is very smooth. So... For me, that's an easy pick is dancing.
Dancing, I think that's a tough call for me. But, you know, people who can dance really well, it just looks like they're walking on sunshine.
I just can't wait till the day when you
All right. It is 1:46. We are a minute and 22 seconds late to sweatpants or real pants, but this is my favorite part of the show.
Indeed.
It's one of my favorite parts of the week. Wednesdays, 1:45. It's a great time.
All right, just before we get going, Sam called my attention to this just not too long ago. Mm-hmm. We realized for the past couple of weeks, we have sweatpants or real pants music. We're going to jingles yeah. on the way.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Maybe the 2018-19 academic year.
That would be amazing.
There's summer to work on. That's exactly what summer is for, is writing exactly. jingles for your radio show.
Uh-huh.
But this is, we're just going to like pause for a second. This is Too Many Zoos by Warriors. Sorry, Warriors by Too Many Zoos.
Yes, yeah.
That one.
They're a busking subway band. They've also played with Beyonce. Just putting
casually.
That out. Just putting that out there.
So this is currently our sweatpants or real pants theme music.
Yeah.
And with that, Sam, sweatpants or real pants?
Oh, Thomas, I am a proud, proud man today. I am wearing real pants, and on top of those real pants, I am wearing a button-down shirt. But it's unbuttoned. But that's not the point. I am wearing real pants and a button-down shirt, and I am proud of it, too.
Sam, let me ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
May I please have your autograph?
After the show. After I'm busy right now,
okay.
actually. The funny thing is, yesterday, I wore sweatpants yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm forcing my hand tomorrow, because I can't wear sweatpants 2 days in a row, right? So when I wore them yesterday, I was like, I'm wearing real pants tomorrow.
See, I had exactly the opposite experience. Uh-huh. Do you know what I wore yesterday, Sam?
Fancy clothes. You wore a sweater. What did you wear?
I wore my green jeans.
Oh, your green jeans!
And I got halfway through the day and realized,
no, green jeans,
dang
bad.
It, I had to wear them tomorrow.
Oh.
So I am today, after my night of pizza and homework,
yeah,
the proud wearer of sweatpants, a flannel shirt, and two sweatshirts.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not going to let you get away with this one. Thomas looks all right right now, sitting down. I can only see his flannel. However, he walks into chemistry today.
10 minutes late, mind
big,
you.
Big sweatpants. Big, big sweatshirt with a big, big hoodless sweatshirt on top. It was a sight to behold.
Was it really?
I honestly, the first thing I thought was, oh, we need a new title for sweatpants or real pants. This does not fit into the sweatpants or real pants category.
It's very much one
we
of
should
those.
Have one, we should have one that's like sweatpants, real pants, or need help. Like
sweatpants,
today,
real.
I need help.
Sweatpants, real pants, or intervention.
Yeah. Yeah, just sweatpants, real pants, or go home. Go, leave the show.
Just
it's
quit
fine.
While you're behind.
Quit, go sleep, yeah. That right. actually comes, that's coming at 2:15 with the next show. We hope they'll continue it.
All right. Well, with that, stellar segment of sweatpants
yeah, that was
or real
great.
Pants.
Exactly. Sweatpants, real pants, or Thomas, go home.
We're just going to play something that, I guess, describes my mood right now.
Oh, wait, I don't know what this is.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me?
since I was little. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And there's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done.
That was the first half of Turning Tables by
Adele. Tables are rotated 180 degrees. They're not a full rotation yet.
Because
for the full rotation, tune in next week.
We'll pick up exactly where we left off.
Right, exactly. We just got
very excited about a song that we just thoroughly enjoy by perhaps, I would say, the greatest musical mind of all time.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Perhaps it is.
The singer, not the person who wrote the song. Just the singer.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just the Dwayne singer. The Rock Johnson is the greatest musical mind of all time.
This is You're Welcome from Moana.
Yes.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demi-guy. Hey! What has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? when you were waddling yay high. This guy, when the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below. You're looking at him, yo. Oh, also I lassoed the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harnessed the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pulled from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. Ha, I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, Maui, just tick, 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 tick.